And yes, joining us here this afternoon, as promised, is the SJHL president, Mr. Bill Chow. And Bill, well, good to catch up with you. The last time you and I talked, of course, I think it was game three at the Elgar Peterson Arena in Humboldt. We were talking about all the different scenarios that could happen with the playoffs. We had so many teams that had a chance to win this year. And then, of course, since then, well, we all know COVID-19 and the season came to an abrupt end. But all in all, league-wise, how tough was that when Hockey Canada made that decision? And I guess basically what's been going on with the league since that point, since the season basically came to an abrupt end, like we said, the middle of March?
Well, you know, it was tough for the, it's a decision that came down from higher above. So, I mean, there's not much I could do about it or anybody can do it. But I felt sorry for the players and the teams and the coaches that have put so much into this season. And, you know, we're hoping, obviously everybody starts a season with the thoughts of winning a championship. And, we couldn't crown a champion. And that's the unfortunate part when I look at things.
Now, when the decision originally came down, Bill, did you know that it was going to be the long haul, or did you kind of think there still might be a chance that we could maybe finish off the season at some point?
Well, I always had hope, that we could finish it off. But, I mean, as time went on, it just became more and more evident, with players going home and how do you get them back and, in different areas of the country and the states being having different variations of how bad the COVID-19 was and things like that, that just became more apparent that, we weren't going to be able to complete the season.
Now, Manitoba, Saskatchewan seem to be two of the better places right now, and I know you've been following us obviously as closely as anybody. They're talking about a second wave. Could that affect the start of the season again in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, regardless of what I want to do or what anybody wants to do, it's going to depend upon the health authorities and the provincial governments as to what, we're going to be allowed to do. So we're going to, we have to rely upon them with their expertise as to, when we can go and when we can start and different things like that. So, that's just the part of it that we have to, sit back and although we can make plans, we have to just live what those decisions are.
Worst case scenario, you're not playing in September. What does that mean for the 12 teams in the league? Is it a big concern?
Well, no, it's always a concern about, if we knew we could start, whatever date, you can pick any date, but if we knew we could start, then that would make things a lot easier on everybody. Then at least you'd have a starting point. But right now it's up in the air as to when we could start. And so, that makes it tough on everybody and planning things and trying to get organized as to what that would look like. But I would like to hope to think that as we move further into, the end of May, middle of June, that we'd have a better idea as to what that would look like.
Fair enough. Like I said, nobody can really predict for what's happening right now. League meetings, Bill, do you have a date for that?
So we're going to be, we have a coaches meeting set for June the 4th, which we usually do, and our draft will be June the 5th. That'll be as normal, and then the governors and coaches meeting, our AGM will be on June the 6th, the Saturday, and these will all be done via, some type of conference call, Zoom meeting, or Teams meeting, or, whatever format we decide to utilize at that point in time.
Now, I'm assuming you're going to have a talk with Hockey Canada before that because it could be pretty tough to put a schedule together if you don't know when you're playing.
Well, we have to just, do some best-case scenarios and try and figure it out as best as we can and what that would look like. I mean, and that's not going to be easy to do, but, that's just the cards that we're dealt with, and that's what we're going to have, the way we're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, from what I've been told, I've never been to one, but these scheduling meetings are not easy to begin with. I can't imagine how tough this one's going to be.
Yeah, it's a good point, Rob, and I have some ideas, but obviously, what we have to do is come to a consensus on how we do it and what it's going to look like, and do we just knock off games at the beginning, or do we push the season back, to complete a full season, or what we do. I mean, those are some of the scenarios that we're talking about right now and we'll come up with and we'll move forward.
Is one of the scenarios, Bill, to play maybe, and I know that maybe some fans don't want to hear this, but it could be something that you might have to do, to play more games within your division to eliminate the amount of travel across the province?
Well, you know, we'll entertain everything, but what I'd sooner do is have a full season, and regardless of when we start, and have a full playoff as well. And then that way, you know, then we're making sure that we're doing what we can, the best interest of our teams and our fans, for our game in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League.
You've done a virtual playoff, Bill. From my understanding, it's gone over quite well.
Yeah, it's actually been fun. You know, I mean, I think it's given some people some entertainment, and that's what it was created for, and nothing more, nothing less. And, you know, I mean, obviously at the start, some people were taking it really serious, but, you know, I mean, and which is good because everybody cares about our league and our game and what it's going to look like and how it's going to be perceived. And so, you know, it's been good that we've been able to provide that for some fans.
Have you got more feedback on that than you thought you were going to get?
Yeah, you know, we have, and it's been nice. So, you know, again, I think everybody's kept it in perspective, and that's the biggest thing.
Quickly, Bill, before we let you go here today, just a couple other quick things. Some coaching changes at the SJHL. Jason Totatic is now in Estevan. Mike Rudy in Melville, obviously, it was business as usual for them. They need to get coaches in place, especially, like you said, with the meetings coming up the early part of June. Your thoughts on those selections? I'm sure you're following them closely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've met Jason a couple times previously at different events and things like that, and obviously Mike being from Saskatchewan and his scouting background, I've known Mike for many years, and I'm sure both of them have a plan in place, and you know, and hopefully they'll be able to put that plan to work and make those clubs what they want them to be and as successful as they want them to be.
Yeah, and I know that, unfortunately, no games to watch. I guess at this time we'd be normally getting ready for the national championship, which was, of course, going to be in Portage la Prairie. But you were telling me before I went to air today that, as the league president, you've been pretty busy.
Yeah, it's been busy. You know, like, you know, everything that we've talked about this morning or today, Rob, so far, is everything that's been discussed. I just got off a two-hour meeting with the CJHL executive and to discuss some of the things that we were talking about. And you know what I mean? Then there's Hockey Canada meetings. And so, yeah, it's been actually, you know, busier than I first thought it would be with the season ending the way it did. But in some ways it's good because we're trying to, you know, work on as many scenarios as possible and make sure that things we have in place for next year are going to be good for everybody.
Quickly, before I let you go, will the NHL resume this year?
Well, it sure sounds like they want to, you know, and when there's a want and there's a will, sometimes that'll happen. So it'll be interesting to see what the outcome of that is and what it's going to look like. But, you know, I think with the way they've been talking, it sure sounds that way. But sometimes, yeah, they'll probably get it done better than anybody else.
If they come back and do finish up the season, does that better your chances in the fall? Does that kind of push Hockey Manitoba or Hockey Canada to maybe try and do something?
Well, you know what? It may influence them, but I you know, I think when you're looking at amateur sports compared to professional sports and what the professionals have at their disposal compared to, you know, the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League that we would have at our disposal, you know, it would be, you know, to put us on that same level playing field would be a little bit difficult. But it would obviously make things a little bit easier because we would probably be able to follow a lot of their guidelines as to what they've done and accomplished to allow us to play as well.
Well, I guess it'll be a wait and see. Listen, Bill, thank you very much again for your time. Obviously, I know you're a very busy man trying to put everything together. And well, we look forward to talking to you again and hopefully talking to you at an arena come fall time.
Rob, appreciate you having me. And you have a great day and take care and stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Bill.